It's Wednesday, and it's time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we feature Lansing's Fenner Nature Center. The center spans 134 acres with more than 4 miles of trails on Lansing's south side. Here to tell us more about Fenner Nature Center is program manager Katie Woodhams, and joining her is one of the Nature Center's most prized youth volunteers, Nathan Martineau. Nathan recently received the Mayor's Hometown Hero Award. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Katie, start by telling us a little bit about this jewel that is the Fenner Nature Center. It's been around for more than 50 years, and it's 134 acres at Mount Hope and Aurelius Road.
Exactly. You know, I grew up in this area, and to be honest, I didn't even know Fenner existed until a few years ago. So it's definitely a hidden gem. We like to call it that, but at the same time, we want more people to know more about it. That way, people like Nathan and some of our volunteers and the community itself can enjoy the resource that is there. So there is 134 acres. It's smack dab in the middle of the city. It's an urban green space. And because of that, we see all sorts of wildlife. You know, it's really an oasis for them, especially during migration time. We get a lot of birders and people that like to, you know, just check out the environment and the type of animals and plants that are there. But it's also a recreation destination. So those trails that you mentioned, we have people all the time on those walking and doing whatever.
It's a pretty special place. Now, you offer a variety of programs for youth. Tell us about a few of them.
Well, we have our school programs all year round and some of our summer camps and things that happen, like a traditional nature center. But we also try to push the limits a little bit. So Nathan is one of our youth leaders in our youth leadership program, which is a way for us to engage those older kids, so 11 to 17, who maybe just want to sit on the couch or maybe not sure really what to do with themselves, but they're not sure as far as career opportunities and natural resources as well. So getting them involved in volunteer opportunities and giving them leadership and job skills is one of the programs that we like to mentor.
Nathan Martineau, what do you like most about being involved at Fenner Nature Center?
Well, I really like the youth leadership program.
That's your main thing?
Well, I started out mostly watching birds, and I did a big project over there. And so I was really excited when the youth leadership program came out. And
How long have you been involved with the center? When did you first go? When did you first visit the Nature Center?
When I was 4 or 5, I think.
Oh my, okay. And you're how old now?
16.
Okay, and you've been a volunteer for how long?
About 3 years.
Yeah, so Nathan came to me last year and asked if he could actually compete for the American Birding Association's Young Birder of the Year Award, which is a national competition for youth. And his biggest concern at the time was if he could get off the trails and do some nest monitoring. And he was concerned that I wouldn't let him, or we wouldn't let him go off the trails, because that's a typical rule at nature centers. So he actually submitted a proposal to me for his project, and we gave him the green light. And, you know, almost 200, I don't know how many volunteer hours you've put in, to be honest. It's insane. But doing everything from nest monitoring, bird watching and counting, you know, our migration. He's helping us collect data about the animals and plants that are at Fenner, because that data has been collected for 50-odd years, and there's been a gap lately. So he's actually filled that gap and done some citizen scientist work for us and helped us with education. He went to the Capitol with me last year and educated the public. So he's very humble, but he actually won 3rd place in this national competition in overall for his conservation work at Fenner.
What do you think you've learned? What's been the best thing that you've learned since you've been involved at Fenner so closely?
Well, I've learned how few people really know about the natural world, and yet how easy it is to educate them about it. I think that's important. Because, I mean, obviously to conserve, you know, places like Fenner, people need to know about them and care about them.
Well, they have to experience them too.
Yeah.
And you experienced it at a very young age, and it made an impression on you. Do you find that people are coming to the Fenner Nature Center for the first time, or is it mostly return visits?
It really varies. You know, I love talking to visitors when they come in and, you know, asking them whether they've been before or in the past. And it's really interesting. There's people that have lived in the Lansing area their whole lives, and sometimes it's the first time they've ever been in. I actually spoke with a lady who was in, you know, she was a senior, and she said, last time I was here, this building was brand new. And it took me aback because the building actually opened in 1962. And I thought, well, I asked her, did you move away? No, I've lived down the street my whole life. So this person had almost a 50-year gap in visits to the Nature Center that's in her backyard.
How about that? Nathan, do you have career plans then or career thoughts that involve nature or biology or the outdoor world?
Certainly. I really want to be a field ecologist.
A field ecologist involving birds?
Birds, plants, insects.
Any number of
yeah.
things. How many birds on your life list? Do you keep a life list? I'm curious.
I just went to Florida, so it just Ooh. Pretty much exploded.
Florida's the place. Sure. If you're your first trip to Florida, your life list explodes. There's no doubt about that. Have you logged a bald eagle yet? You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not uncommon in Florida. Katie, how does funding work for Fenner Nature Center? I understand, actually, you've attracted national attention in your efforts as to how to fund a nature center.
Right. A lot of people don't realize this, but Fenner is actually a city park. It's owned, the property and the building have been owned by the city of Lansing since the mid-50s. But recently, in about 4 years ago, there was a transition that occurred, and actually our Friends group that started in 1980 called Friends of Fenner actually took over as the managing entity of the daily operations. So myself and our executive director, we're actually employees of the nonprofit Fenner Conservancy, and we lease the property and building from the city of Lansing for $1 a year and maintain the daily operations while the city, helps us with maintenance, they help us with plowing, all of those operational costs that we don't have to fundraise for. It's a beautiful partnership. We work well together. And really, we couldn't maintain the building without them, and they couldn't deliver the program quality that we could. We can help with that.
But are you staffed and funded as adequately as you would like?
Well, I don't think anybody has ever staffed and funded as adequately as they like, especially when we have such huge ideas and goals. We'd love to have all these different programs and just have the place teeming with naturalists. Alas, that's not really reasonable.
But it's not like you're only open on weekends either.
No, we're open all week. We're closed on Mondays. But really, it's a great opportunity. That's why volunteers and members of Fenner Conservancy are so important, because they're helping us on the ground doing programs like the Youth Leadership Program and Stewardship and taking care of the park. But the city does own the property, so your taxes are going a little bit in towards, plowing the roads and maintaining that property so that it's not developed.
Nathan, what are you doing right now in field school? What are your activities actually in the field at Fenner right now?
Well, right now I'm doing a study on how deer affect plants that are native to Michigan.
I can tell you a lot about how deer impact plants.
Yeah.
Especially if you own ewes. Tell
yeah.
us more.
So I've cleared 2 plots in the woods, and I'm going to plant some native plants, columbine and aster, and I'm going to treat them with different treatments that are, mm-hmm. Like deer repellents.
Gotcha.
And see which one works best.
Okay.
And that's one thing. And then the spring season just finished. I just finished my second year of spring migration monitoring.
What did you find there?
I don't know. This year was a lot less active than last year. The weather sort of forced the migrants toward the lake fronts, and so all the migrants just went up the lakes and none went inland, so there was very few birds this mm-hmm. year.
Katie, how can people listening right now and impressed with what you do at Fenner, how can they get involved?
Well, we have our website, mynaturecenter.org, and there's actually an interactive volunteer form online. They can fill out and check the things they want to be interested in helping out with, such as stewardship or leading programs, helping in the office. And then we only contact them for things they're interested in. And I won't bug you too much about, things that you didn't check that you were interested in. There's information about our programs there. And, of course, I always encourage people just to walk in, because then you get addicted to the place like we all are, and then you won't want to leave. So
how many days a week are you at Fenner, Nathan?
Usually about 4.
About 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And for the young people listening about your age, you'd recommend a visit, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It opened your eyes when you first visit. How can they be more like you? There's a lot for them to do that they could join you.
Well, you don't have to watch birds like I do. Certainly, you can just go take a picnic or walk the trails a little bit or go and look around inside the nature center.
Yeah.
Whatever suits you.
It can be educational and it can be just fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Woodhams is the program manager at the Fenner Nature Center. Nathan Martineau is one of the center's youth leaders. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Current State could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there that are doing great work, and we just don't know about them. If you'd like one to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please send us an email. That's currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.